I grew up in a small Himalayan town at an altitude of something like 2,400 meters. The locality where I grew up was largely covered by a coniferous forest. Now, cities and towns in the mountains are very different from cities that are located in flatlands. One of the key differences is facilities. Waste collection, for instance, is a pretty big difference because I remember growing up, there would be these waste collection depots, so like a giant metal dustbin that would be strategically placed in many different neighborhoods, and you just have to go there and deposit your household waste. So as the youngest in my family, it was my responsibility to do that. And this is the story of what happened one day when I was out to take out the trash. So other than human beings, there were two other primates that co-inhabited that space, especially considering the forest. One of those two species was the rhesus macaque. Now, it's quite likely that you already know what that species of monkey looks like. In fact, for most people in the world, when you think of the word monkey, that species is actually what comes to mind. The other reason why you might know what that monkey looks like is because recently, I'm not sure if it was National Geographic or one of BBC's teams that had a documentary covering the life of these monkeys, especially in some high-altitude spring areas, natural springs, where there was hot water coming out of the ground, and you get these images of these tranquil, chilled-out, relaxed beings that are just having a good time, as calm as anything. But the reality of these monkeys is that they're basically all cunts. Now, I have a tremendous love for all animals, but I think this is one species that is a little bit different fundamentally. I mean, I love them too, but it's a difficult love, let me put it that way. So one time I was out taking the trash. This was something like a Saturday or a Sunday morning. It was the weekend. And I wasn't fully awake. But when I opened this giant metal dustbin, that it had like two little doors on either side. And once you open it, it's about the size of like a medium-sized SUV. Once I opened it up, I was small enough that I had to basically lift up and be on my tiptoes and then open the damn thing up and then kind of lug my trash into the container. And as I did that, I realized that there was a little bit of a noise coming from the inside. Turns out there's a group of monkeys inside the metal dustbin, feeding on the trash or whatever. And the second I opened the door, they realize, oh, there's more food coming or whatever. And they immediately get out. At this point, I start running back with the trash. And a group of monkeys follows me. Now, the faster I try to run away, the faster and more aggressively they catch up. And at one point, they have me surrounded and they start ripping out the trash bag right in the middle of the road. I got super lucky. And just as that whole incident was unfolding, one of my neighbors was taking a walk along the same route and spotted me in that predicament and made some loud noises to scare the animals away. And meanwhile, my heart's beating a million times a second just to, you know, try to get away from these things. And I got home with spreading half of the trash on the way somehow. And then I went to my parents and said, you got to take care of this. This is above my pay grade. And so my parents had to take out the trash, and a giant stick in your hand is generally the way to go to defend yourself in order to be able to safely put the trash in. Now, this is 6 months, 7 months, something of maybe in the same calendar year at that time. I must have been a maximum of 7 or 8 years old. A similar situation occurred. I was going to get groceries. And do you remember how I said there were two other species of primates? The second species is a species called the Himalayan langur. Now, these monkeys are relatively less popular in the world. Less people have an idea of what they look like. But they're essentially like quite a bit similar to the rhesus macaque, but they look totally different. They have gray silver hair, a beautiful shiny coat, and their entire faces are sharp black. And behavior-wise, they tend to be a little more calm as opposed to the rhesus macaques, but they have a tendency to become very aggressive, and they're like 20 to 30% larger in size and weight. So they definitely have an advantage. Their tails are so fucking long that basically helps them navigate their way through forests and jungles, and they're able to balance quite a bit in difficult positions, and they use their tails sometimes as counterbalance. They're also herd animals. They also have a very aggressive pact, that the relationship between the pact is pretty strong there as well. And you can spot both of these species of monkeys most of the times just grooming each other. But in a place like where I grew up, you can hear their screams and their calls and the noises they tend to make more or less constantly. That's the background sound of that entire city. The langurs are not that aggressive, generally speaking, but when they are, they have a tendency to get pretty amped up. If they want something, they're going to have it. If you're a more vulnerable person, like if you're a younger child or something, the rhesus macaques are more of a threat to you. But if you, even then, if you have like a stick or something, they know to not attack you, and they're generally scared enough that they won't bother you or something. With the langurs, it could still be a problem. And both these species enjoy fucking with people quite a bit. They are known to shit on people. I mean, if you're just walking here, you have to imagine this is in the mountains. A lot of these walking paths that most of the times don't even allow enough space for cars to pass through. It's just walking paths, and there are trees on either side. So if you're walking on that path, you basically have tree branches that are above your head. You can't see the sky most of the time. So it's generally A, pretty dark, and B, there are lots of animals in the jungle that you always are aware of in general. And that time when I was going to get groceries, I grabbed a couple of bags of milk. That's how they're sold, in bags, not in Tetra Paks. And some bread or something. And I'm not too far from my home, maybe 200, 300 meters, just walking back. I'm about halfway there, maybe 100 meters away from my parents' home. And I hear the sound of these langurs. It appears that they're coming towards me. You can hear their gallop sounds. Their barefoot gallops on tarmac. And it appears to be 3 or 4 of them. And suddenly they come into view. And they're all running towards me. I have food in my hands. I don't know what got these langurs in that state of mind where they're so aggressive. Maybe they're extremely hungry. Maybe they're being chased. It's not clear. They spot tiny little me with food in my hands. And at first, one of the monkeys tries to come up and tries to take it away from me. Then the entire pack. I don't remember exactly how many there were, but there were definitely like 5. I get surrounded. Some go behind me, some are in the front of me. And as I turn to try and get away from them, there's no escape at this point. They surround me within a matter of seconds. Meanwhile, I'm frozen in fear. I'm not as lucky as I was last time I got attacked by a monkey or a set of monkeys, up until this point at least. And now I start losing my shit, right? One of them rips open the polythene bag that is containing all the food and just about grabs a packet of milk. It rips open the bread packet as well. And at this point, all of them accumulate on that one place and they start aggressively trying to rip the food packet apart and stuff. One of them is trying to pull down my pants. It's an aggressive situation. I can hear that they're very angry. They're making these wild, scary noises. And I am frozen with fear, with no idea which way to go. Attacking them back is an option that I considered. I tried to throw the packet into the face of the monkey and try to maybe throw the food, and then hoping that their attention is more concentrated on the food and that they leave me alone. But at this point, I don't realize that the packet is tied to my hands. I've just been playing with the packet as I've been walking home. It's like all 7-year-olds do, I guess. 7-8-year-olds do, I guess. And so throwing the packet was great, but then it recoils back into my hand. And now the monkey is furious, right? I'm laughing now, but at that time, it was quite stressful, quite tense. It's one of those moments. I don't remember a lot about my childhood, but these peaks of moments I remember very, very vividly. I do not know how I'm going to get out of this situation, because all of this is unfolding in a matter of maybe 5-6 seconds. And then come the angels. Not more than 10 seconds of this attack have elapsed. During this time, one of the monkeys has started to pull my pants up and started to scratch me. And it was just about willing to, monkeys do this funny thing where they want to try to bite you, but they're smart and they orient their mouths in a way that they can grab a more effective chunk out of your skin. And one of the monkeys I saw was up just about to do that. It was just ripping my pant out and then tilting. And at that moment came like two giant packs of dogs running towards me, running towards these monkeys. And it's unbelievable. It's like a scene out of a movie. There's like 10, 12 dogs running. It's like a gang of dogs, not just a pack of dogs, a gang. And they're all like participating in this giant event. So many dogs. And these are like, we have a situation where there are very many stray dogs in the country, in the city. And for dog lovers, this is a total paradise, because they're almost always all gentle, loving beings. And they're so beautiful, wonderful souls. And this was the moment that I realized that. As the dogs come, they waste no time and they get right at attacking these monkeys. Obviously, these monkeys they're ripped, they're fucking jacked, all right? Tremendous muscular attributes give them the most significant advantages over animals like dogs. And they're able to escape the dogs narrowly. They kind of scatter a bit, but the ones that were that took just the regular walking path instead of climbing up trees or buildings on either direction, the monkeys, all of them, start to run towards them. Some of the dogs stay back and try to keep aggressing against the monkeys that were on the sides, that had climbed the trees on one side or the buildings on the other. And the entire way clears up for me to walk home. And those 15 seconds, I went through a massive range of emotions that, as a child in the developed world, you don't get very many opportunities to go through, I'm guessing. I'm able to find just enough time to kind of walk back, rather run back. again for the second time maybe that year. Stuff is just falling off from my packet, and I get home safely. Now, I think I was too young to understand what had just happened and that to consciously place the fact that these dogs had saved my life and therefore dogs are kind, loving beings. I think I already had that because we've had dogs always growing up. So I always thought of dogs as being these kind, gentle, loving souls that were taking care of me. So it wasn't a surprise. I expected this. And that probably just solidified that belief that I had always with all kinds of dogs. I mean, how do these dogs know to do that? How do they know that we are the ones to protect? I mean, if you look at the historical data, I mean, sure, they come from a long lineage of wolves and it is humans who have fed them and kept them. But the populations of stray dogs and the number of people who hate stray dogs, the number of people who actively beat stray dogs, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of that as well. It is unbelievable that in spite of seeing all of that, they still do the things that they do and they're filled with nothing but kindness and protection and that sense of protecting human beings. In either case, I am thankful to this day. And as that moment solidified the concept of, oh, dogs are pretty chill. They're good beings. They're amazing beings. That changed the entire course of my life. I mean, I'm married to an animal rights activist, and I don't think that's a coincidence.